little bit of a different podcast, and as it's actually coming to you while we're traveling, and it's likely just going to be me at this moment.
I can say hello.
She can say hello from a distance. You may hear her. And the reason we're doing this, we have been in just a really busy season and a lot of travel, but we still wanted to come on here today and just be able to connect with you and just share a couple of things that have been going on and some things that are on our heart. So a little bit of a different podcast. If you're tuning in for the first time, go back, listen to some other podcasts that we have. But currently we have been traveling, leaving a boot camp, and we had a wedding to do. We're currently traveling into Texas, actually just got into Texas a bit ago, and we'll be moving through Texas and in Texas for just a little bit as we prepare for some work there, and another boot camp coming up as well in Fredericksburg, Texas. So we're excited. But I wanted to get on here as I just been thinking through a couple things. And one of the things I've been thinking about when it comes to your marriage, our marriage, and just the seasons of life that we all go through. We kind of talked about this a little bit at one of our boot camps recently about this idea of weathering the storm. And that's this thing that I think we're all aware of, is that we all go through different storms of life, and hopefully we go through it. You know, a storm comes in and it can leave a mark, it can leave an impact, but typically it goes through, right? It comes, it might stay for a number of hours or a couple of days, and then it kind of blows through. And the same thing, we experience those storms in our lives, in our marriages, these storms that kind of come in and they blow through. Hopefully they blow through, you get through them. But what I want to talk about, there's moments where you feel like, okay, we're doing good now, we're solid, we've built some good tools, some great resources, we're doing well. And it's really easy in those moments to just get static and to just coast a little bit. We're doing good. Like, we're connecting, we're communicating well. Like, yeah, we're doing fine. And here's the thing, is I believe that if we get static, we will not be prepared for whatever may be next. So what I'm saying is, we always have to be in a place where we're all in our marriage, and we're consistently growing and changing, evolving, and working in our marriage. Now, yes, there's moments where we tell you, go have a date, go enjoy, don't talk about things in your marriage, just connect, have fun with one another. And I think that's really essential. I think that's really important. Absolutely. What I'm talking about is that we can't get static, because here's the thing, there's still a war that's raging around us. There's still a battle going on for your marriage. There is still an enemy in your marriage, and it's not your spouse, right? There's still an enemy in your marriage that's trying to bring disunity or disconnection, dysfunction, you know, a breakdown in communication, whatever it may be. So you have to be aware, you have to be alert. And I believe we cannot grow static in our marriage in those moments where we're doing good. Like, we just went through a season and it kind of strengthened us a little bit. That's great. I love that. But you cannot remain static, because the attacks will continue to come. So how do you continue to strengthen yourself in those moments in between? And that's, I think, what's really important. How do you continue to grow closer together, to work on and in your marriage consistently, not just in the moments when things are heightened, when there is a lot of maybe some struggles you're facing? How do you consistently work on and in your marriage in these in-between seasons and moments where you feel that you're doing okay? And that might be something you got to ask yourself, like, where are you right now? Like, okay, maybe you guys are doing good. Maybe it seems pretty healthy. Don't get stagnant. Because when we get stagnant, we begin to take one another at times for granted. We begin to let our guard down a little bit. So you think about, you know, if you send some troops to the front line, they have to be aware, they have to be on. Maybe they just went through a battle and they're on the other side of that. It's good, but they're still in that front line. They have to keep vigilant. They have to keep aware. They have to keep training. They have to keep going out, you know, shooting. They got to keep actually on top of right? Their skills and being aware of their surroundings and what's taking place. And that's really what we're saying here, is to be aware, to not get complacent, to not get comfortable, and not get static. And ways you do that is by continuing, right, to move towards each other, have these conversations, continue to have conversations around what you may be navigating or feeling. And you might be saying, hey, this kind of came up in the middle of this place where we feel we're doing okay, but I'm a little frustrated with something he or she has done. But yeah, we're fine. We're doing good. I don't want to bring that up. Like, I don't want to rock the boat. No, you need to bring it up. That's how you can continue to work on things. And what will happen is, if you don't communicate consistently and talk about the things that do come up, as small as they may be, or as big as they may be, then what begins to happen is you begin to build then this case. You begin to build all these things that are now piling up, and now you're having some resentment, some frustration and bitterness towards your spouse, as opposed to being in a place where you're, you know, bringing it up and engaging with them. So keep that constant communication. And I would say another area to not remain static is ensure that, yes, you're doing your date nights. I think that's an important thing. But that you're also really digging deep and doing the work on yourself. Or what are areas that I know that I need to continue to work on? Am I bringing my best self into this marriage? Have I found myself kind of coasting a little bit because things are okay, because things are good? And so I'm a little static right now. So how are you doing? Right? What are some areas that, you know, maybe you have let slack a little bit, that you know you need to kind of bring those things back up? And even going to your spouse and asking that question, like, hey, where have I maybe not been intentional in this last season? Because I think we're doing good, and maybe I've gotten a little comfortable with that. Where can I improve? What is something I was doing that I kind of stopped doing? So going to your spouse and asking those hard questions, but also look at yourself. Am I showing up in my marriage? Are there some areas where I have allowed some things to creep in, or some sin to creep into my life? Am I disconnected in my walk with God? And I would say that's probably the third thing, is where are you at in your relationship with God? You will find yourself, you know, in those moments where you're going through a time in the season where things are good. It's really easy to coast in your relationship with God because things are good. It's in those moments when you have found yourself in a difficult moment with your spouse, or a struggle, a circumstance, where we tend to run to God like, God, I need you. And we pray and we're on our knees. And then all of a sudden we come into a place where things are good and it's easy to coast. And we tend to go to God when we need something. We tend to go to him in our marriage when we need him to fix our spouse. We want our spouse to be better for us. So let's pray about our spouse. Make sure that, God, would you work on them and make sure that they get in line with the things that I need and to make things easier for me. And that's not where we want to be. So I would encourage you in these moments of in between, because we know other storms will come, in these moments in between, how's your walk with God? How are you in your prayer life? Are you praying? Are you seeking after God? Are you doing those things that lead to a strengthened relationship with God? These are things I think we can do in these in between moments, but also to ensure that we're not getting static. Like, listen, there's attacks going on, you know, in marriages, and there is one for your marriage as well, to get you separated, to get you out of union with one another, to get you arguing, to get you, you know, not on the same page, whatever it may be. That attack is happening, and it's going to continue to happen. And so even in those moments, don't think the enemy is gone, and don't think, oh, we're good right now. Keep vigilant, keep prepared, keep investing into your marriage. So that's all I had. That's all I wanted to share. Shan's in the background. You may not be able to hear her, but I'm not sure she's going to add anything.
I'm working.
She's working. Okay. All right. So just really short podcast, just an encouragement for this week. We'll continue with our regular podcast going into next week. As always, we appreciate each and every one of you for being part of the 24/7 Marriage family. And remember, we are a partner-supported ministry, and we exist because of individuals like you who have made a commitment to give monthly, to invest into this work, to help see other marriages redeemed and restored, and to see stories restored, and to see strong marriages being built. And it takes a village, right? It takes more than just us, but locking arms with each of you to be able to do this work. So consider giving. Go to our Instagram or the website where you can donate there and be a part of continuing this work. And if you have been impacted anyway by this podcast, by the work that we do, if you've gone to a boot camp, let's give that back out. So we appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, always in marriage, you don't have to. You get to. Have an incredible week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the 24/7 Marriage Podcast. Help us expand our reach by rating and leaving us a review on iTunes. Make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more information on the work we do and how to support 24/7 Marriage, head on over to 247marriage.org and click on Partner With Us. Until next week, remember, in marriage you don't have to, you get to.